Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Autocrats vs. Democrats by Michael McFaul examines the escalating contest between authoritarian powers and democratic states in a period of rising geopolitical friction. Drawing on McFaul's public record as a former U.S. ambassador to Russia and a longtime scholar of democratic transitions, the book frames China and Russia as central challengers to a rules-based international order, while positioning the United States and its partners as uneven defenders of democratic governance. Rather than treating today's tensions as isolated crises, the narrative connects security competition, economic coercion, information warfare, and domestic political polarization into one interlocking global disorder. The book emphasizes how authoritarian regimes learn from one another, cooperate when interests align, and exploit openings created by democratic complacency. It also confronts the strategic dilemma democracies face how to compete effectively without compromising the values that make them legitimate. Readers can expect a policy-oriented argument that combines history, recent events, and forward-looking proposals for deterrence, resilience, and alliance-based leadership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a new era of systemic rivalry. A core theme is that the current moment is not merely a return to traditional great power politics, but a systemic rivalry shaped by competing models of governance. The book situates China and Russia as leading examples of modern authoritarianism that blends state control with selective market tools, sophisticated surveillance, and narrative management. In this framing, the struggle is not only about borders, military balances, or spheres of influence, but also about which political model appears more effective, stable, and legitimate. McFaul's perspective highlights how this rivalry plays out across institutions and norms, including international law, multilateral bodies, development financing, and technology standards. The book also stresses that democracies often underestimate the strategic patience of autocrats and overestimate the self-correcting capacity of global markets. By identifying the competition as multidimensional, the analysis pushes readers to think beyond single-issue responses, such as sanctions alone or defense spending alone. Instead, it underscores the need for a broad strategy that connects domestic democratic performance, allied coordination, and long-term investment in innovation and civic cohesion. The overall argument suggests that global disorder grows when democracies treat symptoms while autocrats steadily reshape the environment. Secondly, how authoritarian states project power. The book explores how authoritarian powers expand influence using tools that often stay below the threshold of open war. These methods include disinformation and propaganda, cyber operations, covert funding, strategic corruption, and economic leverage through trade dependencies and infrastructure deals. Another emphasis is the use of energy, commodities, and supply chains as geopolitical instruments, especially when democracies rely on adversaries for critical inputs. Well, the analysis also draws attention to the way authoritarian regimes use diplomacy and security partnerships to reduce isolation and legitimize their narratives, while simultaneously weakening democratic unity. In this approach, influence campaigns target both institutions and psychology, eroding trust in elections, inflaming social divisions, and making democratic governance look chaotic or hypocritical. The book further suggests that authoritarian leaders benefit from centralized decision-making that enables quick moves, while democracies must navigate checks and balances, coalition politics, and public scrutiny. Rather than treating these realities as excuses, McFaul's viewpoint implies democracies must adapt by improving transparency, hardening cyber defenses, policing illicit finance, and diversifying supply lines. The topic encourages readers to see authoritarian power projection as a system of mutually reinforcing tactics that require equally integrated defenses. Thirdly, democratic vulnerabilities at home. A significant argument is that external competition cannot be separated from internal democratic health. The book links the effectiveness of foreign policy to domestic legitimacy, noting that polarization, declining trust in institutions, and unequal economic outcomes create openings for authoritarian exploitation. When citizens doubt election integrity, distrust expertise, or feel excluded from prosperity, democracies become easier to destabilize through propaganda and targeted influence. The book also highlights the risk of democratic self-sabotage when leaders respond to insecurity by weakening civil liberties, tolerating political violence, or undermining independent media and courts. In McFaul's public-facing worldview, democracies win long-term by demonstrating that open societies can deliver security and prosperity without abandoning rights. That requires resilience measures such as protecting electoral systems, improving civic education, strengthening the rule of law, and ensuring accountability for corruption and foreign interference. The theme is not idealistic, but strategic domestic renewal is positioned as a prerequisite for credible leadership abroad. If democratic systems appear ineffective, the appeal of authoritarian efficiency grows. This topic therefore encourages readers to judge grand strategy not only by diplomatic outcomes, but by whether societies can maintain cohesion and confidence while absorbing shocks and confronting adversaries. Fourthly, alliances, deterrence, and collective action. Another major topic is the practical mechanics of how democracies can compete more effectively through alliances and coordinated policy. The book emphasizes that no single democracy can address the full range of challenges posed by large authoritarian states, especially when those states coordinate opportunistically. Collective action can amplify deterrence by pooling intelligence, synchronizing sanctions, aligning export controls, and coordinating military posture. It can also reduce vulnerability by creating shared standards for cybersecurity, investment screening, and critical infrastructure protection. The argument extends beyond military alliances to include economic and technological coalitions that shape the rules of trade, data governance, and emerging technologies. At the same time, the book acknowledges the friction inherent in coalition leadership burden-sharing debates, divergent threat perceptions, and domestic political changes that disrupt continuity. A key implication is that effective alliance management requires sustained diplomacy, clarity of goals, and credible commitments that survive electoral cycles. The topic also suggests that deterrence should be paired with selective engagement, keeping channels open to avoid miscalculation while maintaining firmness on sovereignty and human rights. Overall, the book presents allied coordination as the democratic comparative advantage in an era of authoritarian challenge. Lastly, a strategy for confronting the new global disorder. The book's forward-looking focus centers on building a coherent strategy that matches means to ends and avoids both naivete and fatalism. The proposed approach, as reflected in McFall's broader public arguments, typically combines moral clarity with pragmatic statecraft, defend democratic institutions, deter aggression, and compete in technology and economics while keeping diplomatic options available. This topic includes the idea of setting priorities, recognizing that democracies face limited resources and multiple theaters. It also underscores the importance of differentiating between regimes and societies, seeking ways to support civil society and independent voices without assuming quick political transformation. Another element is strengthening economic resilience through diversification, industrial policy where necessary, and rules that prevent strategic dependence from becoming a security liability. The strategy also involves countering information warfare with transparency and media literacy rather than censorship that mimics authoritarian practices. Finally, the book encourages institutional reform and policy coherence so that democracies can act faster without abandoning accountability. The overarching message is that the disorder is not inevitable. It is shaped by choices, competence, and unity. A disciplined strategy can reduce risk, raise the cost of aggression, and restore confidence that democratic governance can endure and outperform authoritarian alternatives. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a policy-grounded understanding of today's geopolitical competition, including students of international relations, national security professionals, business leaders exposed to geopolitical risk, and citizens trying to make sense of accelerating global polarization. It can benefit a reader's life by clarifying how events that seem distant, wars, sanctions, cyber attacks, technology restrictions, and energy shocks connect to everyday costs, job security, and the integrity of information ecosystems. By mapping the tools autocrats use and the weaknesses democracies must repair, the book encourages practical civic seriousness rather than doom or denial. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on one country, one crisis, or a single instrument like sanctions, McFall's value is the integrated framing of governance competition and the insistence that domestic renewal is inseparable from foreign strategy. The perspective is also shaped by real-world diplomatic experience and long-standing scholarship, giving the argument a pragmatic orientation toward choices, trade-offs, and execution. For readers deciding whether it is worth buying, the payoff is a structured way to think about threats, alliances, and resilience that can improve how you interpret news, evaluate policies, and understand what effective democratic leadership must look like in a more dangerous era. If you would like to support Michael McFall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.